Hi there. The word for you today is on perfectionism. In Psalm 119, verse 96, reading from the New Living Translation of the Bible, we find the words, "Even perfection has its limits." High standards and attention to detail are commendable. They show that you take pride in your work. However, dyed-in-the-wool perfectionists take an all-or-nothing approach by finding fault and obsessing over how they could have done it better. Case in point, after delivering one of history's most memorable speeches, Abraham Lincoln described his famous Gettysburg Address as, quote, "a flat failure." Can you imagine that? Perfectionists see opportunities to perform as opportunities to fail. So even when they do reach their goal, there's no sense of accomplishment. Listen to me. None of us will ever attain perfection this side of eternity. We're all imperfect. Get used to it. Even Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9, "We know in part." So, give yourself permission to fail in order to succeed. Henry Ford said, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again more intelligently." Though you're not likely to succeed initially, don't be afraid to try. You won't get perfect results, but it'll let you see that sometimes average can be progress. Come on, lighten up. Be forgiving of yourself and extend grace to others. Emerson said, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds." Don't get bogged down in minutiae. Set a time limit. Say to yourself, "I'm going to give this 30 minutes. A well-known counselor says, and I quote, "Have reasonable expectations. Do your best and encourage others to do the same. Flaws and imperfections determine your uniqueness. Relish them. Embrace them. You're human. God made you that way." The truth is, God doesn't judge our mistakes nearly as harshly as we do. That's because Psalm 103, verse 14 says, "He remembers that we are only dust."